Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And it's good to be with you as we get, 2 weeks from the celebration of Christmas? The time is moving on quickly. And I was thinking about a question. I actually was just asked this question before we started filming. Have you seen the movie yet? The answer is no. I haven't seen the movie. I haven't seen a movie, been to the theater to see a movie in quite some time. But I did read the book. The book that's called The Best Christmas Pageant Ever has been made into a movie this year. My mother-in-law took our granddaughter to see it a few weeks ago. And no, I haven't seen the movie, as I said, but I've read the book, and what a wonderful story. What a great example, or reminder, I guess, that things will not always turn out the way we think they should, that we can get stuck in a rut or have our expectations for how things should be, and maybe they're better if they don't turn out that way. But that's certainly the case, spoiler alert, but that's certainly the case with the Christmas pageant in the movie, I guess, but certainly in the book. Things don't turn out how they were intended, how the tradition had been that they would always turn out, and every year that certain things happened in the pageant. They had to happen a certain way, but they turned out even better with the mistakes and everything else, that the story was told and actually lived out among the lives of the people in the story rather than just projecting it or telling it. Far better than they could imagine, which reminds me as we get here 2 weeks from the celebration of Christmas and are beginning, you know, are buying gifts and wrapping gifts and talking about Christmas gatherings and wanting everything to be just right. Last night I replaced a few light bulbs, outdoor Christmas lights that were out. It just drives me crazy to have a few of them out. I mean, they don't need to be perfect. I need to let that go. And I think even as each of us begin to continue to plan for our Christmas celebrations and the food that we're going to have, how the gifts should be wrapped and how the house should be decorated, who should be invited, what should the table look like, and oh my goodness, that Christmas letter, did we get the punctuation correct? All those details we focus on to meet our own expectations, when in reality, sometimes the story is told much better if there are flaws and mistakes and so forth. I'm reminded that of Christmas or birthday parties. And we have a friend whose birthday is approaching. We have a couple of friends, one who have birthdays, one on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And when somebody is having a birthday, you try to imagine or you even ask them what they would like. How would they like to celebrate their birthday? But it occurs to me that as we prepare to celebrate the birth of Jesus, we don't focus on how Jesus would like us to have it celebrated. We focus on how we want it celebrated, how we've always had it celebrated, the things that we want or think should be just so. When in reality, any other birthday, we would ask the person. We would do our best to make the celebration what they would want it to be so that it honors them and it lets them know that we love them and that the day is really all about them. Last Sunday in worship, we talked about keeping Christ in Christmas, and I think that's maybe another way to be able to do that as we continue to perfect and refine our Christmas celebrations in these last couple of weeks is to remember, well, at least not for most of us, it's not our birthday. I mean, my friends are being one a few exceptions, but it's Jesus' birthday. And what would he want in terms of the celebration? How would he want us to celebrate it? And I think the way that we can demonstrate our love for him and is to honor him in the ways that are important to him, not the ways that have become a tradition for ourselves. Something to ponder, and if your schedule allows, I say read the book. If you can't read the book, maybe go see the movie. It's a great little story and kind of reminder about what is important as we gather to celebrate the birth of the Christ child. It's been great spending a little part of this day with you, and I look forward to seeing you in church sometime and next week for another Hump Day Hallelujah. Take care.